What a church. You push a button, things go up, things come down. It's pretty amazing.
看到这个东西能够上上下下,
and push another button, we disappear, you know.
有时候我们只要按一个钮,
take your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 2.
请我们打开圣经启示录第二章。
And we're going to be looking at this church in Pergamum today.
今天我们要看这个教会。
This is quite an impressive city.
这一个别加摩的教会是位在一个非常繁荣的一个城市。
This church has everything going like a modern action movie.
这一个城市里面实在是有很多很现代的一些事物在那里进行。
So let's pray before we look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 12.
在我们在读启示录第二章十二节以前，让我们先有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come and study your word today. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he speaks to EBCC this morning.
父神啊，当我们能够来再一次读你的话语，我们为这个感谢你，而且你借着你的话，借着耶稣基督今天要对我们天成教会来说话。Speak
to each of our hearts, Lord.
对着我们中间的每一位的心里来说话。Speak
to me, speak to Pastor King, and Father, speak to all of us so that we would be different people.
虽然你对我，还对着金弟兄，还对着我们每一个不同的人，你都会说话。We
pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
I want to begin this message with I'd like to say something to the young people, and then I'd like to say something from the American culture to all of you. Hopefully, you'll be able to understand.
在信息以前，我想先对年轻人说几句话，然后我再要对每一位在座的，我用美国文化的角度来跟大家谈，希望大家能够明白。I
believe that the Bible is the most exciting book that has ever been written.
我非常的深信圣经是我所读过的最能够振奋我的一本书。It's
exciting as Captain America.
这本书是真的在美国来讲的话，也是一个很重要的。It's
as exciting as men who fight in battle and capture a whole group of other men.
真的，当我们讲这个兴奋 excited 这个字的时候，有时候在美国里面的用法，讲到有时候甚至人中间的情感。Part
of the problem is that we preachers make it dull sometimes.
很多的时候，我们传道的人可能会制造了一些的dull,
boring,
会是非常的枯燥无味。In
America, we have in our history one or two men that changed the course of history.
在我们美国里面，有时候我们会讲到，有时候。 几个人他就可以改变一个历史。And
they fought against overwhelming odds.
他们可以为着一些艺术或者一些东西来争论。I
think of a man by the name of Paul Revere. He was a silversmith up in Boston. And he was used during that time to warn the surrounding villages about the movement of the British Army. One man and a few other men change the course of history.
甚至有一个在波士顿那里有一个人，他曾经就这么几个人，他在波士顿那一个地方里面，他就可以改变那个地方的一个历史。Now
you know that I love Texas and went to seminary in Texas and still enjoy that place, but there was a battle in Texas that changed the course of history in Texas, became a rallying cry for people in Texas. The term was Remember the Alamo.
你们都知道，我从德州来，而且我也很喜欢那个地方。可是那里曾经也发生过一些战役，而且这那个地方的乡村，有时到今天还有人会提起那些事。And
these group of Texans were surrounded by an army, and very some famous people in our history were there, and they decided not to give up, and they fought against overwhelming odds and changed history.
就有一小群人可能在那个时候碰到很多人、很多军队的攻击的时候，他们坚忍，而且他们就改变了那个的历史。
There's something about that that we really enjoy.
当我们读到这些事情的时候，我们有时候觉得很兴奋，很喜欢。
I recently saw a movie that's a classic movie. It's called 12 Angry Men.
最近有一部电影，它叫做《十二个很生气的愤怒的人》。
It was at a museum. I saw it, and it's a story about how one man in a jury situation changed the minds of other 11 other jurors.
这个故事讲到说，一个陪审团里面啊，他是怎么样的一个。就一个人，他可以把其他十一个人改变。
Our fantasy movies, we love these one man against a big army, one man against an evil government, whether it's Batman or Captain America or whatever one of our hero characters are. These are one man against many.
我们每次总是对着有一个人，这个人他能够。一个人对抗很多的人而改变历史的这事情，我们都会觉得很兴奋，很喜欢看。
And in Revelation chapter 2 verse 12, we have all of those elements together.
而在今天我们要读的启示录的第二章这十二节开始，我们刚刚所提的这些所有的因素都在这里面出现。
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 12, we have an oppressive government.
在十二节里面，我们看在那个时候有一个压制人的一个政府。
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 12, we have the presence of many, many idols.
而在这一章里面，我们也看到在那个时候有许多的偶像林立。
In Revelation chapter 2, we have a culture that is addicted to power, to money, to wealth, to false gods.
而在启示录第二章里面，我们看到那个时候有一个文化，这个文化是对着当时的这个钱财、民生、政治、权力，通通是沉浸在其中。
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 12, we have like the presence of a Broadway, and that was part of this town of Pergamon.
在这个章里面，我们今天等一下读的会看到，好像有个百老汇这样热闹的东西都会在这个城市里出现。
We have the presence of the power of the big buildings in downtown Manhattan, the Wall Street. We have that presence in Pergamum.
就像在今天我们在曼哈顿所看到的华尔街的那些高大的建筑或什么，当时的世代都在这个别加摩城市里面出现。
And in Pergamon, we have.One of the places that people used to go to from all around the world, all Roman emperors came to Pergamon to the hospitals in Pergamon.
那个时候，甚至连很多罗马地方的人，他们都会来到别加摩，到那里的医院或者到那个地方去。
And in the midst of this massive culture, massive government, there was a small band of Christians.
而就在这样一个这么大的一个城市里头，热闹的城市里面，有一小群的基督徒。
Living against overwhelming odds and living for Jesus.
而这一群小群的基督徒，他们竟然能够对抗当时这么世为的这个环境，而他们单纯的为主而活。
You want evil power? Go to Pergamon.
甚至这个恶魔的这些恶势力都到了这个城市里。
You want a hero that stood up to evil power? Look at the man Antipas, or we could call him Dr. Antipas, because they think he was a doctor or a dentist. Dr. Antipas was there. He's the first martyr in Asia Minor.
而我们如果看今天的这一段经文里面会讲到有一个医生叫做安提伯，他是当时的第一位在小亚细亚殉道的一位人。
And in the midst of this massive cosmopolitan city was a small group of believers, probably no bigger than this church this morning.
就在这样一个大的环境里面，那边有一小群的基督徒，他们的人数可能还没有超过我们现在的这个教会这里的。
So let's read Revelation chapter 2, verse 12, and to verse 17.
好，我们现在要从启示录的第二章的十二节，我们要读到十七节。
All All right, to the angel, or the messenger, or the pastor. Remember, we've studied this in the past. To the church in Pergamum. This is in Asia Minor.
我们要提醒这个别加摩的教会是在小亚细亚。
The one who has a sharp, two-edged sword says this.
他还说，那你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说。
Now I want to just pause here before I read the next phrase. I learned something in preparation for this message. When we think of a sword, we think of something that's long, you pull it out like a saber and you do battle like this, back and forth, okay?
当我在准备的时候，这里说到有一把剑，我们想到剑的时候，都是长的，就像刚刚我笔画的那样的剑。
Now look up here for a second. This word for a sword is something shaped like this that comes down here, comes here, and has two handles on it.
而这里其实讲的这个两刃的利剑的形状，就是刚刚这样讲的下来，而且是有两个把手。
It'd be like a big shovel，
就好像一个铲雪的那个铲子那个形状。
And the Roman soldier would grab the two handles and he would swing it back and forth, and he could kill 50 men. Whereas this kind of a sword, the pointer sword, you only do battle one way. This sword that is in the mouth of Jesus. This is a sword that destroys a whole army at the Battle of Armageddon with the word of his mouth. This sword is like this, it's held like this, and the soldier would go like this. And he would kill those people that were in front of him. And a Roman soldier was a trained killer.
罗马的军人他们受训，他们就被训练能够用这样的一个利刃，能够很快的把不止对付一个人，可以把许多人同时杀掉。这里所形容的利剑。
So Jesus is pictured with this sword that comes out of his mouth, and we know this sword is so strong and so sharp, he can discern our thoughts.
所以在这里我们又说，那个主耶稣基督他是有两刃利剑的，他是这样的强大的能力，而且他能够辨明我们心中的意念，他都能够分辨得出来。
He says this, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. You hold fast my name. You did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, Dr. Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells.
第十三节说，我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
We're going to come back to where they dwell. We'll come back to that in a minute. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel.To eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit acts of immorality.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
And the second problem that you face there in the church is this problem of some who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
在这里我们会看到第十五节说，在你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
Repent, therefore, or else I'm coming to you quickly, and I'll make war against them with the sword of my mouth.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。
This is another hint that the church, we are at war with those around us, and Jesus is at war with us against those surrounding us.
所以在这里也让告诉我们说，我们基督徒，我们的教会正在一个征战当中，而主耶稣是在我们中间一起与我们征战。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes.
第十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。得胜的
，I will give some hidden manna. I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but him who receives it.
得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拉赐给他，
并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
All right, let's go back and look at verse 13. He says, I know where you dwell.
让我们回到十三节，这里说，我知道你的居所。
Jesus knows where EBCC is planted.
所以耶稣知道我们的天人教会是在哪里。
Jesus knows that our surrounding neighborhoods, we know he knows the Jewish population, he knows the Muslim population, he knows the influx of Chinese students at Stevens, he knows the second, third generation Chinese, he knows where we are.
他非常的清楚我们在什么地方，而且我们附近有多少的犹太人，有多少的回教徒，甚至我们中间有多少的 Stevenson 的学生，他都知道。
Now in this city, which was a major capital city in Asia Minor, there were two parts to the city. There was a part way high up on the mountains called the Citadel, and then there was down in the valley, where other, parts where people lived, and there were seven temples there. Three of them were to Greek gods, and the rest were to Roman gods.
在这个城市里面，很明显的在地形上有两部分，一个是高处的，还有比较低的地方。在低处的地方有七个神庙，其中有三个，是属于希腊的，有四个是属于罗马的那个偶像。
Jesus never plants the church.In an easy part of the garden.
耶稣他从来不会把一个教会，他就这么简单的建造在一个好像花园里面。
The church is to be planted in the center, close to the gates of hell.
教会理当建造在一个越靠近地狱的门的地方。
And watch out for the danger of trying to retreat from all of these things around us, just so we can get close to God. No, Jesus says, you can be close to me, surrounded by the synagogue of Satan.
所以耶稣说，其实我们的教会可以来靠近主，而是在这个靠近主是在你的周围都有很多的这个偶像林立的一个环境里头。
Now, at the top of the hill called the Citadel in Pergamos was this huge temple to Zeus. Zeus was the Greek god, king of kings, god of gods, of all the Greek gods.
在高处的地方有两座神庙是都是属于那个假神宙斯的，他这个是希腊的假神。
He was the god of the sky. He was the god of lightning. It was this temple was so elaborate.
这个神庙在上面所是非常的富贵，非常的壮观的。他们这个神是掌管天空，掌管闪电的。
So fantastic,
非常的漂亮。
That the Germans took it apart and moved it piece by piece all the way up, and you can go and see the temple to Zeus. You can see it in Berlin, Germany.
后来德国人他们就一块一块的把这个大庙把它搬到了柏林，他们现在在那个地方你可以看到。
And Jesus said, this was where Satan lived.
耶稣说这个地方就是撒旦的居所。
Can you imagine this? Is that Jesus is telling you that your church is planted in Satan's neighborhood. This is the seat where Satan enjoyed. In fact, the terms here in the Greek language was Satan was at home here. Think of, for a second, of a favorite chair that you have, that you like to sit in. I have a chair I like to read in. It's a favorite chair for me.That was the throne of Satan. His favorite place to sit was in Pergamon.
你可以想象吗？就是撒旦他把这个地方是作为他最舒服的，他可以躺卧、可以坐的，他的宝座、他的座位的地方。
That's the first idol that was there. The second idol there was a temple to Dionysus.
我们刚刚讲了第一个神庙，现在讲第二个，就是叫做 Dionysus 这一个神庙。
This would be the god of revelry. This is the god of wine. This is the god of good times. This is the god of drunkenness. This is the god of Vegas or New Orleans at Mardi Gras. This is the god of the Friday night abandonment. And they would come into this temple and they would drink. And they would commit all kinds of debauchery during their times at this temple.
所以在第二个神庙里面是充满了酒，饮酒作乐，那里有非常的享乐在那里。这是第二个神庙的特色。
So you could go to the temple to Zeus and worship him, the giver of God, light and lightning. You could come and you could worship to the temple Dionysus and get drunk religiously.
所以你可以到这两个庙，你可以去拜这个雷电、闪电的神，你也可以到另外一个庙，在那里喝醉，在那里淫乱。
The third god down in the valley was the goddess, temple to the god Demeter. And this god would give you food. This god would give you nutrition. This god would give you what was necessary to eat.
所以第三个往下面的那个神庙，这个神他是可以供应你所有的食物，给你营养，给你身体上的供应的。
The fourth god, and this plays later on with the death of Dr. Antipas, is the temple to Asclepion.I hope I say it right, Asclepion. I'd love to hear you translate this, Asclepion.
现在我们讲到第四个、这第四个庙，那里是一个医治的一个庙。
And if you go to Dr. Lin afterwards, or any of the other doctors here, one of the signs of doctors used to have, I don't know if they still have it, is the snake around. That comes from this temple that was there in Pergamos, the snakes.And here's what would happen. By the way, even the emperor from Rome came to Pergamos to be healed.
你知道这个庙里面有一个特色，就是他们有一个记号，好像我们今天看到那个，讲到医生医院的是有一条蛇这么缠在绕在柱子上的。很多人甚至从罗马的人，他们会跑到这个庙里面去求医治。
This was a medical center.
这是一个医药的中心。
Here's what happened. First of all, you couldn't come if you were deathly ill.
如果你真的快要死了，你可以来。
So if you were coming with an illness unto death, the doctors would say, don't come because we don't want any of the other people to think they can die. I don't know where you went, but you didn't come to this temple.
当你快要死的时候，他这里说你不能来到这一个庙。
And here's what they did, is you'd come, let's say on a Thursday night, you'd check in, and they'd give you something that would put you in a trance, okay? Maybe some sort of drug that would kind of mess up your mind.
比如说你在礼拜四的时候，医生给了你一些药物，让你整个你的神志就不清了。
And this is where it gets really freaky.
这个真的是很可怕。
They put you in a dark room at night.And they let snakes crawl over your body all night.
他们会把你放在一个黑暗的一个房间里面，然后让这个蛇啊，很多的蛇爬满了你的全身。
And while those snakes were crawling on your body, you would get a vision about what was wrong with you. I know I'd get a vision about what was wrong with me. But as they're crawling over your body, you'd get a vision of what was wrong with you.
所以他们说，当蛇在你身上爬行爬过的时候，你就可以看到，知道说你到底这毛病出在哪里。
Now, like every hospital, there's a way to make money. So then you would wake up in the morning and you would see the doctor and you would tell him what the snakes had talked to you about, the vision of where you were sick. And they would make a model of this part of your body or this part of your body or this part of your body. And you would buy it.
所以当你早晨起来的时候，你可以告诉医生说你在蛇在你身上爬过了以后，你可以看到了一个异象，你知道说你的身体哪一部分出了毛病了，甚至那个医生就可以做一个模型来医治你。
And the doctors would pray to the demons, they would pray to the spirits for understanding about what was the matter with you.
所以这些医生们、巫医们，他们可以祷告求那个神让他知道说你到底怎么搞的。
Then as you walked out the archway, the doctors and the medical people, there were little holes up in the top, sort of like vents, and they would shout down, "You are healed, you are healed." As you walked out the door.
所以当他们开始走出那个庙门，那个一个圆柱一个好像弧形的那个门的时候，在那个门的上面有一些。洞，那么有人就会在那个洞里面大声的喊着说：“你已经得医治了，你已经得医治了。”
And that temple was there, so a massive place for healing.
所以那个地方，这个神庙是一个医治的地方。
There's a temple to Athena. There's the temple to Trajan, one of the Roman emperors. This city was the first city that was allowed to build a temple to a living person.
所以另外呢，来到一个庙里面，那个地方是可以盖一些庙，是为着还活着的人，把它当作把它为他盖庙的。
It's interesting. John Calvin says that our heart is an idol factory.
所以约翰加尔文他说我们人的心里面其实就是一个制造偶像的工厂。
We make idols out of anything.
我们可以制造任何的偶像。
You can have idols in your house, whether you're Chinese, whether you're African, and you can have idols whether you're American and you don't have an image. You can have an idol.
不管你是非洲人，是中国人，或者美国人，你都可以自己造自己的偶像。
Certainly, I think there are areas in which our country today, we have idols. We worship the government. We worship military strength and power. We worship our economy. We worship our retirement plans. We worship these kinds of things. Our heart makes these, which are substitutes for God.
今天就在美国，我们制造了许多的偶像，不管是我们军事的力量或者我们的经济的力量，都我们都可以把这些来取代神的地位。
A big debate today in America. You probably won't appreciate this as Chinese people, but a big debate today has America slipped from being number one. And why do we worry about that? Because we used to worship that, and we used to think God was wrapped in an American flag.No, that's not true. And when you worship your country, you're worshiping an idol.
甚至今天我们美国人曾经就是以这个，好像我们以美国是世界第一的这样子来制造偶像。结果今天我们好像美国已经滑落了。
And there are certain things that will give you pleasure.And these are substitutes for the joy of the Lord. Jesus has said he is the joy. He is full of abundant life. Jesus said, I've asked you to come and live, and not just live, but have abundant life. But there are all kinds of substitutes for life that we can go to the temple and get some sort of, I won't use the word joy, let's use the word happiness. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you real joy.
耶稣说我就是所有的供应我是你的喜乐可是我们今天制造了很多的东西是去寻求快乐而不是真的是喜乐的
If you go on the internet and you type in church at Pergamum you will see a great message by Joel Stoell S-T-O-W-E-L-L Day of Discovery and he has a tourabout 20, maybe 15 minutes, of Pergamum. And you will see the magnificent, the library, you will see the temple, you will see some of the buildings of Pergamum.
如果你到网络上面你就打这个字把这个教别加摩教会这个英文字打进去的时候你就会看到一篇信息里面也有一些影视那我讲到有一位传道人他介绍了这一个城市里面的各种建筑各种古迹
And I wonder just imagine with me 1,000 years from now
我们来想象看就在几千年前
An archaeologist comes from North Jersey
然后好现在有考古学家来到了北泽西
And they try to figure out what was important to us here in North Jersey
他们想要想象说我们到底在这个地方是什么有什么事情发生过
and they certainly go by MetLife Stadium and they say that must be very important to these people look you can get 80,000 people there sports must be important
所以当如果他们发现了今天有这个大的体育场有可以容纳80,000个人的他们就会想说哦，这个地方可能真的曾经是有这样的一个运动
maybe they uncover some more dirt and ash 1,000 years from now and they'd say come to the Garden State Plaza and say wow this must be a temple to their gods this was very important to them
所以如果他们去挖的时候挖出了我们今天这个 Garden State Plaza 这个地方，他们会说这个地方可能对当时的人是非常重要的。
Look at our universities, Fairleigh Dickinson, Stevens, they look at all these NJIT, they say, wow,This is very important. Look at these buildings.
所以当他们发现了这些大学的这几个大学的建筑的时候，他们会想象说，这个在当时是一定是非常重要的。
And we have to be careful as Christians. We have to be careful that we don't go to these places to get what only Jesus can give to us.
所以我们要知道，作为基督徒，我们到这些地方，刚刚讲的这些地方里面，都不可能找到耶稣基督，只有。在耶稣所讲的地方，我们能找到。
Now this is what Jesus says to the church. Two things. Two things.
所以耶稣对着教会要说两件事。
You hold fast to my name.
你要紧紧的坚守我的名。
And you did not deny my faith.
你并没有弃绝我的道路。
And the idea, the first idea in the first verb is you hold fast.It's a, you do it once, you do it twice, you do it every day. You continually hold fast. Now listen to this, to the name of Jesus.
这里首先讲到了你坚守我的名，他所用的实质是每天进行的，一直不断的，你就坚守我的名。
You can pray in the name of God.
你可以祷告，奉神的名祷告。
You can pray and close in our Lord's name.
你可以祷告结束的时候，你可以说奉主耶，奉我们主的名祷告。
But when you close in the name of Jesus, people get upset.
当你以奉主的名这样祷告的时候，有时候周围的人会生气。
I belong to a club in Ridgewood.
我在 Ridgewood 这个城市里面，我参加一些社团。
And every once in a while, they ask me to pray.
有时候他们会邀请我祷告。
And I pray and close in the name of Jesus. Amen.
所以当我结束的时候，我说奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Interestingly, they said, "Please don't pray in the name of Jesus."
很有意思的，他们有人会来告诉我说，你祷告的时候最好，请你不要说奉主耶稣基督的名。
I said I can't pray any other way, and they've never asked me to pray again.
当我跟他们说，那 我不知道 我不会不能够用别的方式来祷告，那他们就不邀请我了。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 that the name of Jesus will be lifted up and that every knee will confess that Jesus is Lord. So whatever we are as a church of Jesus Christ, we claim, hold to, speak forthThe name of Jesus.
所以保罗在腓立比书里面说，神将耶稣那个名高举成为万民之上的名。所以我们在任何地方，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And the second thing is that he says to them, "You did not deny my name. You did not deny the faith."
所以第二件事，主告诉他们说，你并没有弃绝我的道。
Now, what does it mean? It means that we believe, as the Church of Jesus Christ, that we are saved by faith.
这什么意思呢？就是说，我们这些信主的人，我们是因着主，因着因信主的话来得救的。
And you ask people, you say, "Well, when did you become a Christian? When did you get saved?"
当我们问人说你什么时候成为基督徒，你是什么时候得救的
？You get all kinds of answers. Well, my mom was a Christian. My daddy was a Christian. No, when did you come to faith? Well, I go to church. No, when did you come to faith? Well, I was baptized. No, when did you come to faith? That's the essence of what it means to be the Church of Jesus Christ. We are faith followers of Jesus, and we do not deny the faith.
当我们问人说你是什么时候得救的，可能你得到很多不同的答案。有人说，哦，我因为我的爸爸妈妈是基督徒，或者有人会告诉你说我是常常到教堂去的，但不是我们知道怎么得救，乃是靠着信心在神的话里面来得救。
Now the plot thickens because he tells us about this man Antipas, and Tertullian, a church historian, says that Antipas.Was a doctor. He was in that temple of Asculon. Okay, He was maybe a doctor or a dentist.
所以我们在历史上告诉我们这里提到的这个安提帕，他是当时的一个医生，可能是个牙医，可是他就是他到了他在刚刚我们讲的那个医治的那个神庙里头。
And now remember, I told you what the ritual was.And that the ritual was is that they would give you some medicines, you can go into a trance, the doctor priests would pray over you so they could get a vision from the demons about what was wrong with you, you would come out, they would sell you something, and you would get better. There was a connection between the healers and the doctors.
所以我刚刚还记得我刚刚讲到一个病人到了那个地方的时候，他可能他跟那个医生要合作。他病人会告诉医生，经过这些程序，他会知道他哪里出问题。
Now isn't this cool? Now this is really neat. What does God do? Places one of his agents right in the middle of the pit.
这不是很有意思吗？神就把他的一个使者，就把他摆在这个庙里头，这个地方。
You know, in some ways.You may be at work, and everyone around you swears and curses, and you're there. You are placed there as an agent of light in a dark place.
你可以想象吗？就在你周围的人，每一个人都在那里，好像都在那里讲不对，不活得不对的时候，你却是神把你单独的摆在那里，要成为那个地方的一个光。
You may find yourself in a dorm room where.Men are sleeping with men, girls with everybody's sleeping together, and you say, "What am I going to do, Mom? I want to get out of here." And God has placed you as an angel of light in that hall of darkness.
或许你发现你住的地方怎么充满了男男女女，而且一些男跟男、女跟女，或者很乱七八糟的事情的话，你会说我为什么神为什么把我摆在这里？那么神是摆你在那里有一个目的的。
Now here's the story of Dr. Antipas.
现在我们来谈这个安提帕的事。
First of all, his name means Antipas, against everything.
所以他的名字的意思是反对所有的事情。
And what Tertullian tells us is that the physicians would come and complain to the government and saying,The demons tell us that Dr. Antipas has scared them away because he prays in the name of Jesus. You must remove this doctor. The demons tell us that his faith in Christ has hindered the work of demons. You must do something about Dr. Antipas.
我们这里可以想象说，当时的那些庙的人，他们跑去跟当地的政府抱怨。说就是因为这个安提帕他在我们这个地方，所以让我们的这个鬼神呢，我们的这些神他们不能够做事情，所以你一定要把他赶出去这个地方。
Now it's one thing if your wife says he's a Christian. It's another thing if your kids say, "Yes, my dad's a Christian." And it may be your mom or dad says, "Yeah, she's a Christian." But I'm telling you something. When demons complain.To other demons, say you're a Christian, you have a strong testimony.
当我们可能我们平常的时候，我们自己的父母会告诉别人说我们是基督徒。可是那个跟如果说是魔鬼之间的对话，他们说是这个人是个基督徒，那个就表示说你开始要一个很要做一个很强的见证。
He had cast out so many demons.From these people that were giving their lives over to demons, cast them out in the name of Jesus, that the demons complained.
所以安提帕他是在当时他在那个地方他赶驱逐了很多被鬼附的人，所以那个时候这些恶魔他们就非常的抱怨不喜欢。
Now remember I told you about the Temple of Zeus, this great, great building that you can see today in Berlin.The cross beams on this building weighed 25 tons each. They're made out of marble.
所以我们可以，我刚刚提过那个城，那个庙被搬到柏林的庙，你可以看到他们那个壮观的那个几十吨的那个东西。
And there was the seat of Satan, and it overlooked the city. And there was a bronzed bull that always had a fire lit. And you would see, whether you were in the valley or you lived up on the mountaintop, you would always see the smoke coming from this bronze bull. It was always lit, sort of like an eternal flame, okay?
所以在那个神庙里面有一座坛啊，也还有做他们做了一个铜牛，这个铜牛里面一直烧着那个香，烧着火，一直不熄的。所以你在很远的地方，你就可以看到这个好像是一个地狱的火，一直永远审判的火在那里烧。
And because Antipas' testimony, his witness, was so strong, he was placed in the insides of this bull, this hollowed-out bull. Fire was heated up.And as he was placed in there, they killed him, they martyred him, they roasted him in the insides of the bull.
就因为这个安提帕他这样的忠心，所以他们把这个铜牛把它烧红了，而且把安提帕把它摆到那个牛的那个空的肚子里头，在那里活活的把它烤死。
And Tertullian, a church historian, says, as he died,He prayed for the church.
所以当有个历史学家特图良他写这个传记的时候，他说当他死的时候，他还在那里为着教会祷告。
Now that's a pretty good church.
这一个真的很好的教会。
Remember the vision of Jesus walking up and down the aisles of a church, and he says this.He said, I have a couple of things against you.
还记得吗？我们在前面开始讲的时候，当耶稣在各教会中行走的时候，他提醒说，我有几件事要责备你。
It's like that review, it's like that parent-teacher's meeting, and the teacher's there, your parents are there. She goes through all the grades and your deportment and how well you do in this class. And then she says, however...
还记得我用过这个例子，就是当家长跟老师开会的时候，他们走过了，他们讲了很多的事情，到最后那个老师说，有几件事我要责备你。
And Jesus says, however, I have a few things against you.
所以耶稣现在说了，你虽然有这么多好事，可是我有几件事要责备你。
And I think he speaks to us. I think he speaks very clearly to us today. Maybe the church in America. However, I have a few things against you.
我想这个就是今天对着我们美国的教会，对着我们说的，我有几件事我要责备你。
You hold to the teachings of Balaam, and you hold to the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
这里说我要责备你，因为你服从了巴兰的教训，而且你服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
By the way, Satan wants to destroy the church.
所以我们看到，我们知道这个撒旦他是要来毁坏教会。
And when you've been called to follow Jesus Christ, you've taken up and marched in the army of the Lord, and you go out against the armies of Satan. Satan is your enemy, and he will destroy if he can by, as he did with Antipas, the burning. But he's found out.That's not the best way to destroy a church.
所以这就像好像两个军队要来打仗的时候，那现在撒旦已经把这个安提帕把他烧死了。可是他这个撒旦又发现说，单单把人这样烧死不是最好的一个方法。
I think you can say definitely from the church in China, the church in China has exploded not in a great situation that welcomes Christians, but in a situation that's adverse to Christians, and the church grows.
所以我们从中国教会的历史，我们就可以看到，这个教会急速的成长，并是因为患难这个难处来临到它才长大的。
But Satan has another way to destroy a church.
所以撒旦他有另外一个方式要来破坏教会。
And he destroys a church from inside.
他要从内部教会的内部开始来破坏。
And he destroys the church from inside in two ways.
他有两个方法从里头来破坏教会。
Through the teaching of Balaam and through the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
这两种教训，一个是从巴兰的教训，一个是从尼哥拉党人的教训。
All right, now just full stop and look up here for one second. I want to tell you something, and then I want to get back to the text.
所以我们暂时我们 来讲讲别的，等一下再回来。
I think it's YP who's introduced me to this teacher, Dr. David Paulson.
所以我记得好像我们中间 YP 曾经介绍我去看这个 Paulson 牧师的讲道。
Yes, you have too. Very, very good teacher.
他是一个很好的讲师。
He said something that just struck me, and he said that chastity or sexual purity was the one thing that Christianity introduced into the Greek and Roman culture that had never been there before.
他说到，其实这个在庙妓或妓女跟妓女的这种事情，其实是在历史上是is come from a Christian
culture.
哦，是从基督。啊，贞洁哦 ，I'm sorry.
Sexual purity.
讲说是基督教的基督徒把这个贞洁的观念、守贞的观念是带到当时的罗马文化里头。
Sam, you scared me when you're shaking your head. No, I thought you said something wrong. Sexual purity. In other words, other philosophies that talked about truth, other philosophies that talked about patience, other philosophies that talked about long suffering.But Christianity introduced sexual purity into the culture.
所以有很多的可能别的宗教还介绍了别的特性，比如说你要忍耐啊，要坚忍啊。但是只有基督徒他把这个性生活里面的贞洁的观念强调出来。
The Greeks could teach you that it was okay to have a prostitute. It was okay to have sex outside of marriage. But Christianity, the Bible, taught that sex only belongs in marriage.
所以可能希腊文化可以告诉你说，你可以性生活，你的性可以在婚姻以外是可以的。可是只有基督徒的信仰告诉你说，性的关系只能在婚姻里头。
And so this is one of the cores of what it means to live out the Christian life, to live in sexual purity.
所以这就是一个中心信仰的中心，是告诉我们怎么样活出我们在这些方面性的方面的一个纯洁贞洁。
End of parentheses. Okay. Now, if that's true, then Satan wants to destroy us by getting us to compromise.Within that area of sexual purity, this is the doctrine of Balaam.
所以在这个时候，就要在这个所谓的巴兰的教训，就是要把这个性的这个混乱的不纯洁的观念把它带进来。
Now this is found in Numbers 20, 21, 22, 23, back in there. Here's it's a little confusing even in English. You have Balak the king.Balaam the prophet and Baal the god. So you've got three that sound pretty close together. King Balak saw that Israel was coming. He hired a prophet by the name of Balaam to destroy Israel, to defeat Israel, because there were so many of them, and King Balak did not want to lose his kingdom, so he hired Balaam, a false prophet.
所以这一段经文是记载在民数记的二十章左右，那里讲到了有一个王是巴勒王，他为了要毁灭以色列人，他去雇了一个先知，假先知叫做巴兰的，要来行这个诡计。
And Balaam three times went up to curse Israel, and three times all he could do was bless Israel.And Balak, the king, got very mad at him. Says, I want you to curse these people. All you're doing is blessing them. I will never defeat them if you keep blessing them. You've got to bring them so they are not a threat against me.
所以巴勒这个王他雇了这个巴兰这个先知要去咒诅以色列人，结果没有想到这个巴兰三次要咒诅都变成了祝福，所以这个巴勒王就非常的生气。他说：“如果你这样做的话，那我就永远没有办法打败以色列人。”
And the prophet said this.
后来巴兰这个假先知怎么说呢
？He said, "Do you have any young women in your nation who are pretty?"
他就问巴勒说：“你在你的里面，你们这中间有没有很漂亮的一些女人？”
Send them down to the Israelites and have a feast.
他说：“你就。”把这些漂亮的这些女人们送到这个以色列人中间，而且他们可以有宴席。
And the young Israelites will see these women, and they will compromise their faith in God, and they will party, they will have sex with these women, and Israel will be defeated.
所以当以色列人看到了这些年轻的妇女来的时候，他们就跟他们发生了关系。所以这样的方式，你是可以把以色列用这样的方式把以色列人把他打败。
And so the ruin of the purity of these young men caused the nation to be defeated before the king of Moab.
所以当这样，这就是因为这种不纯洁的关系可以使得人被毁灭。
And I tell our young people and tell people I'm in conversation with all the time, if you're a Christian, you only marry a Christian. There's no other options for you. You marry a believer, a strong believer.
我常常对年轻人讲说，你如我们是基督徒了，所以我们要结婚的对象也只能是基督徒，你只能跟基督徒结婚。
And whenever you're tempted to marry somebody who's not a Christian, that's a sure sign that you're following the doctrine of Balaam.
当你被引诱去跟一个不信的人结婚的时候，你就是在这里服从了这个巴兰的教训。
And that you have to be careful that sex is for marriage and for marriage only. Not before marriage, not outside of marriage, but sex is designed by God between a husband and wife, and any other teaching or any other feeling is part of the doctrine of Balaam, which will bring your testimony and bring the church down.
信的中间这个设计，神所教导的是只能够在婚姻里头，并不是在婚前，也不是在婚姻以外。你如果这个东西不照着这样做，你就是走上了这个巴兰的教训。
By the way, this is not David or Pastor King saying this. This is what Jesus is saying to the church. You hold to the doctrine of Balaam. That you feel it's okay to have sex outside of marriage. You feel it's okay to be involved with sex, with cohabiting with people who are not Christian. I'm against that, Jesus says. This, I don't stand, I will not help you. I'm against this.
这样的一个教训并不是大卫牧师或者金弟兄说的，是圣经里面耶稣说的。你如果在这个这样的除了做了巴兰的这样在性关系上面的混乱的话，这是主说。
And there's another group, verse 15. If you look at verse 15.
另外第十五节里面讲到了另外一党人的教训。
Now, if you remember back about four months ago, is the church at Ephesus. They hated the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Where here in Pergamon, they have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以我们记得几个月前我们在讲到以弗所教训的时候，也责备他们说他们是服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
We're not exactly sure of what this group is. We're not exactly sure of what this teaching is. But it seems to be a kind of a teaching that would say, oh, that's okay. Other young kids are doing it. That's all right.It's a kind of a teaching that sort of affirms that you don't stand out in the culture. It's a teaching that says we've got to get along with people, we've got to be relevant, we can't take a position that the culture will not like. That was the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
我们不确定这个尼哥拉党的这个教训到底是什么，可是基本上他就是讲说你可以，你不要，你可以随着这个潮流，你不要跟这个这个文化来作对，这可以妥协的。
It was a teaching that justifies sin.
那个这样的教训是可以把你本来是一个罪，它可以把你弄成好像可以把它讲成不是罪。
Now I'm going to make some of the kids mad at me, but that's all right. But you can get mad later and just punch me in the face later.
我想我这样讲到，可能有些年轻人会不喜欢。
Parents, you have standards, and you think these standards are from God, right?
所以我们做父母的，我们可能有一些的标准，我们认为这些标准是从神来的。
And it's by definition the kids are always testing these standards, right?
而且我们也知道，我们的孩子们有时候总是在那里挑战我们的极限。
And the temptation is, as parents, is, well, that's just the younger generation, or that's just America. We don't want to be considered old fuddy-duddies. Okay, go ahead and do it.
所以我们做父母的有时候很难，我们就说啊，因为他们是年轻的一代，我们也不想啊这样子，就让他们去做吧。
I guess it'll be all right.
我想这样子应该是没有关系的。
We don't want to stand out.
我们不愿意就是真的勇敢地站出来。
And that's the teaching of the Nicolaitan.
这就是所谓的尼格拉拉党人的教训。
To compromise our positions on purity, to compromise our positions on truth, to compromise our positions on lifestyle, just so that we can be accepted.
所以我们可以在各方面，我们在纯洁的方面，我们在我们的标准的方面，我们都可以妥协。我们主要的目的是说我能够被人接受。
And by the way, there are preachers all over television, and there are preachers who have written books that come right from the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. You listen to a preacher that says, I want you to be wealthy. I want you to be healthy. And these are the things you have to do. Well, most of all, send me money, and you're going to be wealthy. That's the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
有时候我们现在这个时代，我们可以在网络上可以电视上看到很多的讲道，说你只要你把钱寄来给我，奉献给我的时候，我神就会保守你健康，保守你有财富。这一种的教训就是尼哥达党人的教训。
God has always called the church to stand out.
神是一直要叫教会要站立起来。
We are called to this great adventure to battle against the combined forces of evil, whether they be economic, governmental, religious, we are supposed to stand out as believers.
我们这些信徒被呼召起来是要对抗这些经济的这些抵挡的势力。
And Jesus says this, repent, verse 16, or I'm coming quickly, I'm going to make war with you, here it is, with the sword in my mouth.I'm not coming against to duel with you one-on-one. No, I'm coming against you like this, with this sword that wipe out two rows of people with one thrust.
所以在这里十六节讲到耶稣说，他在说我来要用利刃要来攻击他们，不是一对一的，而是我来这里就是要一次来一起很强的对付他们。
One of the ways my mother would always get us to behave when we were little was she said, "Your father's coming home. You better shape up."
当我小时候，我妈妈要叫我要开始注意守规矩，她就会告诉我说，你爸爸马上就回来了，你最好乖一点。
You know, Daddy's coming back from China. You better get that room straightened up.
所以，如果我们也可以说，你的父亲马上要出差回来了，从中国回来，你最好把房间赶快给我收拾好。
Fear is a tremendous motivator sometimes.
很多的时候，我们这个害怕是一种我们能够把自己做好的一个动机。
And Jesus says, repent, change your mind, change your listening habits, change the books that you're reading, change where you're getting your information, or else I'm coming with a sword.
所以对耶稣来说，你应该悔改，你要改变你所有的你神人一些不对的地方，否则的话，我要来攻击你。
And then he says this, and we close with this.
所以最后他这么说的。
To him that overcomes, in verse 17, I will give him a white stone, I will give him hidden manna, and a white stone with a new name written on the stone.
所以十七节说，得胜的，我必将那隐藏的马拉赐给他，并且赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名。
Now the Christian could say, but Lord,They have such a good time up there at that temple of Dionysus. I mean, my friends go there, they're unconscious for 3 days. They're having a great time. Why can't I go there? Or, you know, if we don't go to the temple of Demeter, my business will fail. I'm not going to have a good time. And Jesus says, I'm going to give you hidden manna. When you say no to this, when you say no to this,When you say no to this, I will feed you with the bread of life.
很多时候我们可能会跟神说，神啊，真的是我的朋友都到那个庙里去，他得到了他得到了很享乐很享受，或者到那个庙里去得到了财富。但是神告诉你说，你如果你坚持我的道，那我要给你隐藏的马拉。
Overcomers have a special, nutritious, meal from Jesus, hidden manna.
所以一个得胜者，他是从耶稣基督那里得到了隐藏玛纳的这个供应养分。
Not only is there this idea of refreshment, but there's this idea of forgiveness and relationship. He says to them, "I will give you a white stone with your name written on it."
他这里还不只说给你的供应，他这里说我还要给你一块白石，而且你的名字要刻在其上。
Now the white stone was very symbolic and significant. There would be days that be called white stone days, and you'd receive a white stone, and you could get into the games for free. It'd be like somebody comes by your neighborhood and gives you a little white stone, and you could go see the Giants play for nothing. You just get in for free with that little white stone.
所以这个白石在当时有一点典故的，就好像你如果拿到了一块那种抽到了那个白石头的时候，你可以用这个作为一个进门的。去看戏的一个免费的门票一样的。
White stone was also used if you were in a trial by jury, and the jurors would vote. And if there were more black stones, you were guilty. But the white stones, that you were innocent. And so Jesus said, "I'm going to give you a white stone, a stone of acquittal."
所以，比如说你在陪审呢，你在法律审判以前呢，你本来要被判有罪，可是你身上有一块那样的白石写着名字的时候，那你可以就可以说好像得到赦免、特赦。
He said, "I'm going to give you a stone with your name written on it, with my name."
所以这里说了，我会给你一块白石，而你的名字是写在上面的。
Do you realize that you have such a special relationship with Jesus Christ as an overcomer?
你有没有理解到，就是说，你作为一个得胜者，你是跟耶稣基督有这样一个非常特殊的亲密的关系
？And he takes a stone and he carves your name on it and gives it to you, a name that he knows because you're special to him.
他拿了一块白石，而且把你的名字，因为他跟你是这么的亲切，他知道特殊，知道你的名字，所以他把你的名字刻在这个白石上。
What is the mark of a church? What is the mark of a true church of Jesus Christ?
所以耶稣基督的一个真实的教会，它的记号到底是什么呢？
According to Revelation chapter 2, the mark of a real church is separation from evil.
所以在根据我们刚刚读的启示录第二章里面讲到，一个真正教会的特点乃是与这个世界有分别。
Cultural evil, government oppression, separation. The church is a follower of Jesus and holds on to faith.
不管是在文化上面，在政治上面，一个真正跟随主的教会，它是在信的道上面能够持守。
Are you ready to be part of this exciting adventure?
你是不是已经准备好？你会在这样的一个情况之下，令人兴奋的一个情况之中。
Many heroes have followed. We follow many heroes, strong men and women.
我们看到有很多值得我们跟随的人，他们是男的、女的，这样我们跟随。
And in your culture, there are so many that have stood for the name of Jesus.
而在我们的文化里面，我们也知道有很多人他们是坚忍的，是靠着耶稣的名来站立。
And I pray that God would raise up in this church Antipas, somebody who will stand up for Jesus.
我的祷告是神能够在我们这个教会里面兴起像安提巴这样的一个人，为着神的名站立。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Jesus, we know that.
耶稣，我们真的很清楚的知道。
Our hearts make idols.
我们的心里面就制造了很多的偶像。
Father, we pray that.
父神啊，我们祷告。
We would be like Antipas, that we would stand against.
我们希望我们能够像安提帕一样，能够靠你站立来抵挡一切。
All the pressures of the world.
所有从世界上来的压力。
We think of what Paul said in Romans chapter 12.
就好像保罗在罗马书十二章里面告诉我们的。
Do not be conformed to this world.
不要与这个世界联合。
Lord, we can worship so many things.
主啊，我们可以，我们很多时候我们从敬拜了很多的偶像，很多的事。
Prepare our hearts now for communion. We prepare our hearts as we think about the blood of Jesus as he died on the cross for us. Father, we are sinners. We come out of a culture where we worship at Zeus or we worship at Dionysus or we worship the healing gods. Lord, Jesus died for sinners.
当我们要预备我们的心来领受这个饼杯的时候，主啊，提醒我们，真的是你为我们死，你的宝血救我们脱离了许多。
Humble us as a church, Lord, and help us to realize that we can be destroyed from external forces, but also from internal forces.
真的求你来保守教会，我们知道，我们不但从外面来的攻击会毁坏我们，从我们里面出来的教训也可以败坏我们。
Pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。Okay.
Now, I know we have communion right now, but I've been told that this, you all know this song, and I want you to sing it. But it's 179. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me?
所以我们现在我希望我们大家都能唱这首诗歌。何能如此？我也能够。我们靠着基督的宝血，这是179首在圣徒诗歌。
This is a powerful song of testimony. I'm sure Antipas would have sung this song by Charles Wesley.
我相信这首诗歌是非常带有能力的。那么安提帕，我们相信他就是这样的一个人。
Let's sing it out. 179. Let's stand.
让我们一起站立，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's snare. Thine I diffused a quickening ray. I wore the dungeon framed with light. My chains were all.No condemnation. Amen, Lord. We come now to the communion table.
是的，父神啊，我们来到你的饼杯面前。
That our God died for us.
我们的神竟然为我死。
He doesn't get us drunk.
他并没有喝醉。
Doesn't cause snakes to climb over us.
他并没有用蛇来爬到我们身上。
Doesn't burn us.
他并没有来烧我们。
But God, you died for us so that we could be with you.
而是因为你亲自，你为我们死了，所以我们可以与你在一起。
May we remember that.
求主让我们永远记得这一点。
Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 请坐。
感谢神赐给我们的话语。
We thank God for giving him this today.